Right after you listen to Beck and Soda on this podcast, jump on to fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
With Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast, guys.
I am in a deep in 21st planning mode. You, on the other hand, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. You, on the other hand, are deep down the Temu rabbit hole.
I just want to make people aware you're not planning your 21st. That was a long time ago. Yeah. It's actually your eldest daughter's 21st.
Yeah, I've been 21 two times over.
Are you going to party like you're 21?
Oh, I can't. The hangovers are too bad.
Oh, nothing about being inappropriate in front of your daughter and her friends. It's just the actual aftermath that you're concerned about.
Yeah, also, I got quite drunk at my friend's daughter's 21st and ended up, like, dirty dancing with her son and it didn't go down.
What? Hang on.
It was a one-way ticket to Cougar Town and no one needs
Why are you telling us now?
He's of age.
Yeah, of what age? What age?
He's a legal adult.
Barely?
Oh,
hang on. You were dirty dancing with a child.
I was in character. I was dressed
what
up
was
as Tanya from Mamma Mia. Mm. And you know in the movie she hits on the young guy? I was in character. It was Tanya, not me. This is why I don't want to drink on Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
I think it's essential that you don't.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel sorry for Grace and her 21st. Mm. Good luck, Grace. Thoughts and prayers.
All right, let's get into the podcast. Beck and Soda on SAFM.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Mark Sedstrom, you're a bit of a hot mess, Darl.
What's happened?
A bit of a hot mess. So yesterday you lost your thongs. You came in barefoot because you left them by your car. Yeah, you've done it again. He's looking down. He knows.
Oh, mate.
His fly is completely down and this is you're a repeat offender. I don't know whether it's intentional No, it's really got a bit stuck there. Are you okay?
It's not the first time. Just the
Absolutely not.
I was in an important meeting the other day and I looked down. I realised my fly was out. And then, what about this? I've actually got a problem. I reckon I just must want to be out there and just let it all go free. On Sunday night, I had the good fortune of being involved with making some announcements about some of the Olympians that are going to Paris.
Yes.
In front of a big crowd of people and family members, or whatever. And then I realised halfway through the evening, I had my fly undone the whole night. And no lectern there. So I'd essentially.
Did you have
given
like
a little
white
peek
shirt?
Of Paris early?
Your Eiffel Tower, doll. Your Notre Dame, as it were.
A little more sacré-cœur, I would have thought.
Yeah, okay.
Have a look at the baguette.
Any more?
That was it. No, seriously.
Was it a
and I've just gone. Oh God.
Rebecca, please.
Do we really need to ask? I mean, seriously.
You want people to know because you constantly walk around with your fly down.
Yeah, no, it's actually happened. That's the third time this week. I seem to have an aversion to do my fly up. Some sort of exhibitionist. There's something wrong with me.
So do you think it's just you're in a hurry in the morning or is it after you go to the toilet and you forget? Like, is it?
It's probably more free advertising, I would have thought, than anything else.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. There's no secrets with Automasters AutoCam. Real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician.
Got a secret, can you keep it?
Beck and Soda, secrets of the suburbs. Untold secrets, unbelievably true. Only on SAFM.
Do you have a secret, a scandal, some piping hot tea to share with us?
We love it. Absolutely. Get on board safm.com.au. All you need to do is tell us what's going on in your life. And you know what? Sometimes people, Beck, have been holding some of these secrets for years and years, decades, in fact. And when you unburden yourself, not only can we be voyeurs and find out what's been going on, but you'll feel a whole lot better. It's cathartic.
We'll put a little cash in your pocket too, just quietly. All right, we have our first one for a couple of weeks. Anonymous, what's your secret?
About 14 years ago, I was working in a real estate office with a real estate agent. And we went to a Christmas party and we ended up coming back to my place. He was married and I was in a relationship at the time. And we ended up sleeping together.
And how did you feel about that after it happened with a colleague?
Extremely awkward, and it has now been 14 years and I still occasionally hear from him.
As in what, he's trying to rekindle another opportunity, you reckon, or he's just trying to make sure you don't say anything?
No, I assume he's trying to rekindle things. He does letterbox drops and I always find them in my letterbox from him. And he's also rocked up here once about 9 years ago with tea, wanting to come in, and I just pretended I was not home.
And he's still married?
He's still married. They're happily married. I see their posts all over Facebook with them travelling overseas. And
how long did you last at work? Because I imagine if this is sort of been with you for 14 years, it must have made it really uncomfortable for that period you were still working there.
I was only there for a few months longer. It was really awkward after the fact.
So you felt like you couldn't stay?
Yeah, I did.
Did it just happen that one time after the Christmas party?
It was that one time.
What was it like going back into the office then after that, for that period?
Oh, it was very, very uncomfortable, to be honest, because I'd been drinking. So when I came back and I was straight and walked in there and he was there, it was just, it was very, very awkward.
So did you regret what had happened?
I do. I feel guilty.
And did you actually find him attractive and it was something you wanted to act on, or was it more spur of the moment, couple of drinks?
Yeah, no, it was definitely just the drinks.
Mm.
Christmas parties are dangerous. And what about, did you tell your boyfriend at the time?
No, and that's another thing I feel really guilty about.
Mm. So we're fast forward 14 years, you're telling us about this now, it's clearly still grating on you.
It does. I see their posts and I think I feel so sorry for his wife knowing that he has done that. And it wouldn't have only been with me. If he could do it with me, I'm sure he's doing it with other people too.
Did he have a bit of a reputation in the office?
Not really, but he was very flirty.
Have you contemplated ever telling his wife? Because if you see these Facebook posts a bit, there must be ticking around in the brain.
No, I don't want to destroy things for him. Eventually it will come out.
So now that you sort of unburden yourself with this, how do you feel?
Oh, the guilt's still there. It will always be there, I think. But it's nice to say it out loud, I guess.
Did you confide in any friends?
No, no one knows about this at all, apart from me and him.
Well, I'm sorry that you felt you had to leave, because obviously he didn't feel the same guilt around it, particularly if he keeps, you know, wanting to rekindle.
Yeah.
The fact that you had to leave, do you think he should have been the one who should have felt uncomfortable?
I guess we both did the wrong thing. But he'd been there longer than I had. So I think, if one of us was to leave, it should have been me.
Hey, Anonymous, I've got to ask. Obviously, you said you regret it, but was he any good?
Honestly, I can't remember that clearly what it was like.
Oh, no.
I don't mean to laugh, but, God, isn't it funny when you look at the world and you make a decision or a moment like that and you turn around and go, well, I don't even bloody remember if it was any good.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for sharing your secret with us today.
No worries. Thank you.
Got a secret.
Beck and Soda. Secrets of the suburbs. Share your secret at safm.com.au.
The really sad thing about that story. What?
What? That she doesn't remember if
it
was anything.
Well, for 14 years, right? So she can remember the impact that's had on her life.
Yeah.
Yet she can't even remember if she got to the top of the mountain.
She can't even conjure it up in a fantasy.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, you've got to have the bang. You know, sometimes you've got to revisit the bank just to get some inspiration.
Hey, thank you, Anonymous, for getting in touch with us. We really appreciate it. And that's how it works.
Really sorry you haven't got great memories from that moment.
My question is like, oh, my God, you shouldn't have had to leave. And are you okay? Oh, how was it? Was it any good? Was it any good? Did you get there?
That's what everyone's thinking.
All right, we're going to pay you for your secrets as well. We'll keep you anonymous. SAFM.com.au.
Maybe she needed a Sherpa like Tenzing Norgay to help her get to the top of the mountain.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those, but damn it, they're close. My head hurts, so it must be time for the Riddle Man.
Righto, Riddle Man time. All you need to do is answer this simple question. You get it right, we will send you off to the flicks. We'll give you $100 so you can go and have some dinner and drinks. Beck, are you ready?
I got my pen and paper. I've already got one this week, so I figure I'm not going to get two from two.
Well, don't put yourself down, mate.
I know, negative self-talk, though,
yeah,
sorry.
You've got to be positive. 131060, think outside the square. Okay, right, here we go. Beck, a robber goes into a shop and says to the worker behind the counter, open the safe and give me the cash.
Uh-huh.
Right? Then the worker says, well, look, the code for the safe is different every day, and if you hurt me, you're never going to get the cash.
Okay.
So the robber goes over and opens the safe himself and takes the money out. How? Right? So have a think about this again. So the robber goes into the shop.
Oh, this is...
Right, he says to the worker at the counter, open the safe and give me the cash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the worker says, look, the code for the safe is different every day, and if you hurt me, you're never going to get the cash. The robber goes over, opens the safe himself and takes out the money.
He hurt the person.
No, he did not hurt the person.
Oh.
Right? Let's go to Kirsty from Oakton. Kirsty, good morning to you.
Well, I reckon that he owned the safe, maybe, or he actually was sitting with the guy that actually owned the safe, so he wasn't going to hurt him.
Right.
Maybe hurt him later by leaving him. I don't know.
No, Kirsty, hey, I love your idea, but unfortunately it's not correct. Thanks for having a crack. Right? Goes into the shop, says to the worker, open the safe and give me the cash. The worker says, look, mate, the code for the safe is different every day, and if you hurt me, you're never going to get the cash. But the robber goes and opens the safe himself. Mm. Right, Anthea from Para Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you feeling sharp and smart, Anthea?
Oh, I hope so.
All right. What do you reckon the answer is?
I think that maybe he's just made up his own code and got in. As it's different every day, he's just put any code in.
Right. Oh, okay.
Just
so you reckon
1, 2, 3, 4.
He's just guessed and put something in and it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony, you know what? I like your thinking as well, but no, not that simple. Righto. Beck, have you got any ideas?
No, this one's got me stumped. No, right. I don't.
So he goes in. He threatens, right? Go on.
Safe.
Open the safe and give me the cash. And the worker says, look, the code for the safe is different every day, and if you hurt me, you're never going to get the cash. But the robber goes and opens the safe himself. Right. Emma from Elizabeth Downs. Emma, have you got any ideas?
Is it like an armour guard guy?
No, it's not. But Emma, see the thinking?
So if
Very
you
good.
Hurt me, what about if you like are kind to me? I'll give you the number.
No. Doesn't make any difference. Amy from Andrews Farm. G'day, Amy. Righto, any
Hello.
Ideas?
Well, I've got a couple, but yep. I feel like maybe he actually works there and he's in disguise as a robber.
And he actually knows,
so he knows the code anyway.
Yeah. No, Amy, that's not correct. But again, great thinking. Beck, think again. A robber goes into a shop and he says to the worker at the counter, open the safe and give me the cash. The worker says the code for the safe is different every day, and if you hurt me, you'll never get the cash. The robber goes and opens the safe himself
13.
And takes the money out. Let me tell you, the safe is locked.
Right.
Right? So the safe isn't just open.
You can't get
the robber goes and opens
so
it himself.
He's worked out the code.
He's worked out the code.
Said.
Kate from Dernancourt. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
Is it just like the code is different every day? Is that the code?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is
Shut
exactly
up.
Right.
Code is different every day.
So the worker says the code for the safe is different every day. If you heard me,
oh
the cash.
Oh, so he just typed in different every day.
He actually told him what the answer was. The code for the safe is different every day. Hey, Kate, you little superstar.
Safes have numbers, not words.
I cannot even. Wow, I'm shocked.
That is ultimate lateral thinking.
Where did that answer come from?
I've literally never won anything in my life. That's amazing.
You're a big winner now. Where did the answer come from in your head?
I actually was just like, because it didn't make any sense. I couldn't think of a number. And then I was like, is it just every day? But like, then I was like, that can't be right, because there's no code that would be that long and use words.
Yeah, well, there
in
is
a safe. But then I thought, well, it's just a riddle.
Correct.
There you go.
It's not real life. It's just a riddle.
So, Beck, listen to the explanation. The code is different every day.
Yeah,
they just told him.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Kate, thank you so much for calling
like
a night
that.
Out on us, including tickets to the movies, $100 for dinner, all yours. Well played.
Thank you so much.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Refuel with Nippy's Chocolate Milk.
Nicely done, Bokey. A beautiful goal.
With Beck and Soda, we'd like to welcome Travis Boak. Boak, 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 Boak.
Well, the good news is Boakey has bounded into the studio, which is fantastic because no footy last week. It was the bad back. Boakey, great to see you.
Good to see you guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to you. But are we actually welcoming the back back this week against Collingwood?
I'm hoping so. So we got our main session today. I've got to tick that box, get through that session, and we'll make a call from there. So it feels so much better. I woke up Monday morning and it was a massive improvement in the back. So it's good.
So it was an impact. Was it sort of just a twist, or give us an understanding of what actually happened?
It was literally nothing. So the vision was, I think I was getting tackled and I sort of went forward and twisted a little bit and the back just like felt something in the lower back go.
It happens when you get to our age.
I was like, I got in the car to mum, I'm like, I think I'm getting old. Like, like that's an old man's issue. Yeah.
You know,
Tex had one earlier in the year. Like,
yeah. Boakey, just to give you an understanding of age and backs, the last time I did my back was at the supermarket and I turned around to grab the trolley and I twisted and got halfway and went, I'm done. And I had to go home and my body was
Couldn't finish shopping.
Yeah, stuck on an angle like scoliosis for about 3 days.
Yeah, but Soda, only one of you two is an elite athlete. So.
Yeah, if I'm doing it in a shopping centre, then I'll definitely be hanging up the boots there.
But this is what happens though. As you do get a little bit older, you know that you start to get a little vulnerable and it can be just a twist or a little move rather than some bloke jumping in your back and crunching.
Yeah, I'm denying it all.
35 years young, aren't you?
Yeah, 35.
So you're not 36 till August.
Yeah, so I'm still young.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. Does it feel okay? How's it actually feeling in terms of training this week?
No, it actually feels really good. I'm positive about it now. The weekend just gone, I was still a bit hesitant. I was still quite sore. I wasn't moving great. Getting in and out of bed, getting in and out of the car, all that's so much better now. So I feel a lot more confident about this weekend. Just got to tick the last little box, but a lot more freedom in the back, which is nice.
That was an absolute nail-biter. Was it hard to watch from the side?
It was so hard to watch. So I sat in the box, like the stats box next to... Well, there's only like two coaches in the box now, Kari and Goldie. Chad's on the bench. Kenny's on the bench. So it's a lot more quiet than intense.
Did you offer anything
nice.
In the box? Do you get some advice?
I kind of wanted to, but I just sat there real quiet.
Like, oh, really?
I didn't know where my place was. I didn't want to interrupt. So
do you cross your fingers? Is there something you do?
I'm like tapping my foot on the ground and my hands are always like moving, like biting my nails, everything. Like I'm an anxious watcher. Like, because you can't do anything, literally.
And,
but it was really impressive. Like it wasn't a great game. We didn't have it all on our terms. And then for our leaders in particular to stand up when it mattered most was really impressive.
Boakey, you've come in here in your Nike tracksuit, and I've got to say, it's a pretty spectacular looking suit. I'm not sure whether you're going to do a rap, whether you're going to sell some illegal stuff down the street. I'm not quite sure what the setup is, but it's interesting.
Well, I feel like that's the whole thing of like the tracksuit, right? Mm. You don't really know. Like it looks like I'm about to go for a run or some sort of exercise, but also looks like I could go down the back streets and sell some goods. But like, that's all part of it. Like that's 90s fashion, right?
And this is the parachute material you're sporting.
Parachute material I'm sporting, yeah. Nike do a great job.
So people can hear you coming.
Tell us more about Nike and how.
A great swoosh.
Yeah, but people can hear you coming from miles away because it's got the...
Yeah, you want them to know you're coming, and then they look at the beautiful outfit. Like that.
Beautiful. Now, we're making a tracksuit. We're creating a tracksuit.
Right.
We need your input, too, as an elite athlete, because you can legitimately wear a tracksuit. What is key to a great tracksuit?
Well, like, the category I'm going to go with is, like, the fit, right?
Okay.
And it needs to be baggy.
All right.
Not too tight.
Okay, hold on to that.
Okay.
When we come back, we are going to get the full understanding of what your Travis Boak tracksuit could look like. This will be invaluable for everyone in creating the comfy couch suit that will be supporting the Olympic Games. Right.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
He is here, big Travy Boak. He's just said too, the back kept him out of the game last week against the Dockers at Collingwood this Saturday in Melbourne. And you reckon that, can you put a percentage on? Are you a 50-50 or a 60-40?
I would say 70-30 at this stage. Whoa. Like, I'm feeling so much better, but still got to... The hardest hurdle you've got to jump over is main session today. So.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance.
70-30. Now, there's a chance that we are going to build these magnificent tracksuits. Mm. Now, Boakey, what we need is... These are for the Olympics coming up, and it is 100 days... to the Olympics today.
Mm. I didn't know that.
That's
the
right.
The official Olympic uniform gets unveiled this afternoon by Sportscraft. You know, the blazers exciting. And the khaki slacks.
That's an exciting day. Look, I'm a little bit sceptical on this.
Well, we've got to create our own Olympic uniform so that all of you can relax and enjoy on the couch when you're cheering on our Aussie heroes. You can be part of it. So we're going to create the tracksuit. So we need input from everyone, including superstar athletes like Travis Boak, who actually functionally wear your tracksuit. Okay, Boakie, you mentioned just before the break, you like a baggy tracksuit.
I think the fit needs to be like a bigger size. Like you want a little bit baggy, a little bit more room. Mm. Comfort-wise, that feels good. Cuffed bottoms is key.
What, zip, cuffed? Or
You could add the zip, but definitely has to be like cuffed, right?
Well, hang on, like with elastic?
With like elastic around the bottom. Yeah, that's key.
Now, what's really important, you're wearing your Nike outfit now, and thanks to your wonderful friends there, who everything you wear is essentially from Nike or a Red Bull hat, but anyway. I've got to say, you're gone with old school today. You've got like the old parachute material. What
parachute,
material
swoosh, swoosh.
Yeah, would be the ideal material if you had to create one?
Look, I would go with like pure cotton. Mm. For sure.
Breathability.
Maybe like a little bit of polyester. Is that what's
what
called
kind
in
of
there?
What kind of thread count are we talking?
I don't know. Good thread count.
Would you
it needs
go...
to be soft. It has to be soft. That would be my... Because then you can... Look, you wear it at home. You can wear it out down the street.
Yeah.
And still look good. You can probably wear it out in town in Adelaide.
We've got a lot of interest. We've had a voicemail from a listener with a suggestion.
Hey, Beck and Soda. It's Tristan from Hillbank. I heard on your show yesterday about the diamantes on the Olympic tracksuits. How about putting magnificent across the bum cheeks?
Oh. Soda's favourite word.
Magnificent. Does it need a magnificent
Boggy's
somewhere?
Face.
What's the matter?
I'm not sure about that.
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
But you know, the Olympic blazers a number of years ago had all the gold medalists on the lining on the inside. Should we sneak a magnificent somewhere on the tracksuit? Maybe if it's not as obvious as the bum cheek.
Subtle.
Yeah.
A little subtle magnificent somewhere?
I think so. Subtle. What about numbered as well?
That is a good idea. A limited edition number.
Limited edition.
Because it's going to be a short run.
The captain gets number one.
Well,
so I'll take that.
Beck's got number one. I'll take 10.
Mm. Righto.
All right. But we have to make it fashionable enough so our fashionist
Boakie's
going to wear
it.
Absolutely.
Mm. You don't want it too gross.
Yeah. Boakie, you will wear it down the street, okay?
Trackies with thongs not on. So
what?
Yeah.
What?
We don't want that.
Thongs go with everything. Travis Boak, 70-30 to play this week.
We'll get through today. Let's go.
We'll be watching. Good luck, brother. We will see you against the Pies, hopefully on Saturday.
Thank you.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Now, Beck, I need to ask you, because you are across all of this stuff that happens with social media and kids and all that. So I'm starting to get these packages arrive at home from Temu.
Oh,
right. And 11-year-old Felix has jumped on board this whole Temu momentum, and he's got his mates involved with it and so forth. And these things keep arriving, and it's all inane sort of stuff. There were phone covers. There was a sign the other day, like a pretend street sign that said Big Daddy Drive. And I'm going, what is this? So that's up
straight
in the
to
house.
The pool room.
Yeah, exactly. So I said to him, mate, what are you doing? You put my credit card into Temu. And he goes, absolutely not. There's no credit cards involved. And I go, well, why am I getting this stuff? He goes, it's free. I said, nothing's for free in this world, mate.
No. Nothing. You have to put the credit card in because that's how they mine your information.
But hang on, he's telling me that by signing other people up to Temu, he's getting free stuff.
I think it's true they're not charging the credit card, but I reckon he would have had to put the details in for them to send the gear.
Is this the new Amway?
It is.
Remember when this whole wave of stuff when people go, look, I've got an idea for you. I really need to come and talk to you. I can't tell you what it is, but I'd love to talk to you about this idea.
Yeah.
And then you're having a coffee with someone and then you go after about a minute. Is this Amway? Remember that? Pyramid selling, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Is this Amway for children? This is what I'm trying to work out.
I think it's a gateway drug. So I know that my 12-year-old Frankie has ordered a couple of things because she has asked for my permission. But I asked her how many items she has ordered from Temu. The number is 26 and I have not given permission. I asked her to rattle off her shopping list at Temu.
Hair comb, makeup brush, blush, Octobody, toothpaste squeezer, dog toy, bag sealer, pig slippers, headband, jewellery, fan, sunset lamp, iPad case, fake pencil, and that's it.
What do you mean that's it, Frank?
That's it.
So it's all like, I'm trying to get on this website, Temu, right? It looks like it's all junky crap.
It is junk. It's mindless consumerism. I imagine some of these things are made in sweatshops. I'm not sure it's a very ethical way to shop. But
the tagline is a shop like a billionaire.
Yeah.
Best sellers here is, what are they? A drone? $38.48 for a drone.
You're hooked.
What about look at this first aid kit. $10.49.
Okay, so
this kit's got so much you actually want to hurt yourself.
I've been down the rabbit hole once. I ordered one thing. I ordered a stick-on weekly sort of meal planner for the fridge.
Yeah.
And then when you check out, they're like, do you want to buy whitening toothpaste for $1? And I ended up adding all this other crap I didn't need.
Look at this. There's a portable vacuum that you can use to clean your keyboard. It's $12.06.
Oh, you can't make it for
this
that.
This is remarkable.
All right. Well, your kids have... What? Oh, my God. We've lost it.
You know those massage guns?
Yeah.
Right?
$15.07.
Yeah, my kid bought one of them. Okay.
What a massage gun.
All the kids are doing it. They're not necessarily seeking permission. It's a bit of a credit card shock. $13.10.60. Right. What did your kid buy without your permission? Remember when they used to rack up, like, calls on the 1-800 numbers, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
There are kids out there that have racked up thousands of dollars.
Yeah. All right. 13, 10, 60. Oh, my God. Smaller, come back to us.
Hang on. There's a smaller first aid kit with 27 pieces in it. It's $3.99. A packet of Band-Aids costs $3.99. What is this, Tina?
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We've completely lost Soda. He has gone deep, deep down the Temu rabbit hole. What are you shopping for now?
Well, I've just discovered. Right, that there is an expandable garden hose and choice of colours, blue or green, depending on the decor of choice. It's got a 7-function nozzle, right? 60.96 metres.
That's a long hose.
Right, that is a big hose. $6.69.
Oh.
Come on. A garden hose cannot be $6.69.
No, and these things are going to break and then they're going to end up in landfill. Thing? But both of our kids have been shopping up a storm, though Felix is smarter than my Frankie. He's been managing to get these things for free.
I keep getting all these parcels coming every few days and he has convinced me that I'm not paying a cent for them, but he's getting them because he's convincing other people to buy.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I reckon he has become the Amway salesman of the new age for young kids.
So we asked on 13, 10, 60, what did your kid buy without your permission? Sarah in Evanston Park, what happened?
So my beautiful 8-year-old decided to order up $150 worth of Pokemon cards. So through Amazon. So he ended up using my old phone, which I thought I had completely cleared of any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Card details were still logged into Amazon, and I only noticed when I was using my new phone to purchase things for our cats.
Brilliant.
yeah.
So how did you deal with this with you, young fella?
Oh, we just said to him, we're like, I actually thought it was a scammer, to be honest. And I said to my husband, because he's in IT, and I said, oh, look, I'm a bit worried. Someone's obviously used my card. Mm. And then our son was in vicinity of that conversation and he walks up to me and he goes, Mom, I have to tell you something.
Oh.
I said, okay. And he said, I didn't know, but it was logged into your old phone and I bought myself some Pokemon cards. And I thought, oh, dude.
So God.
I was like, look,
I love
we might be able to cancel it, but.
Yeah. He
they were already shipped.
Set it up as I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Pleading ignorance, we've all been there. Jess has called in. What did your kid buy without your permission?
So my 7-year-old daughter, Miller, she was on Temu and spent $197 last week.
Oh.
I was like thinking, I got a notification from my bank and saying that there was so much in my account. I was like, pretty sure there's meant to be more than that. And I rang them, cancelled the card, and I said, oh, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't use this card to buy stuff on Temu. And then later on through the day, I got an email from her account, because it's linked to mine, saying, oh, the order's being processed. And I was just freaking out, rang my partner, and I was like, you need to go home and cancel it on her iPad. And I don't know how she managed to get the card details on there. But, so I thought I'd been hacked. And I was like, thank God I got the money back.
So, Jess, what did she buy?
She bought slime,
makeup
brushes, thank you cards.
Oh.
I don't know what that was for.
Yeah.
Some other bits and pieces. It was probably 48 items, I reckon it was.
48? For $197?
Yeah, wow.
What a bargain. The thank you card was actually for Mum.
Yes.
That's why she was getting those.
Andy in Oakton, what did your kid buy?
Well, 2 years ago, he has been getting into fishing. Mm. So I said to him, do your research and then come back to me.
Yep.
He went out into my laptop and then he come back half an hour later and goes, I've got it on the screen, Dad. It's ready for you to have a look at.
Right.
I walked down and had a look at it. And he'd purchased a $900 kayak from America. But here's the kicker. It was $1,300 delivery charge.
Oh, my Lord.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
That's it for Beck and Soda. Now it's time to jump onto fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Luxe upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
SAFM.